Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Look at you hitting the sound effect button.
No.
No, Bryn.
I'm all over it.
Snow like.
I made him load it for me. I go put it right there in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Make it happen.
Are you going to go? Bryn, are you going to hit it? Bryn, hit it. Go.
I know.
What's going on usually, but
I know. Bryn, 10 seconds.
Somebody shout for him for me.
Yeah, can somebody get me Bryn? Can somebody yell for Bryn? He's in the bathroom. Oh, crap. What am I going to do? See, we don't need him. Brat. Going off to... Where do you go this time?
I don't know.
London and Paris.
Somewhere.
Oh, good for him. Paul Allen has passed away. He is the billionaire who co-founded Microsoft with Bill Gates in 1975, and he succumbed to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He died yesterday afternoon in his hometown of Seattle. He was worth an estimated $20 billion, and he announced 2 weeks ago that his cancer had returned after 9 years in remission. He said...
What do they say after 7 years? Can't you declare yourself cancer-free?
Oh. Here's the post from 2 weeks ago. Some personal news. Recently, I learned the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma I battled in 2009 has returned. I've begun treatment, and my doctors are optimistic that I will see a good result 2 weeks ago. Mm. Appreciate the support I've received and count on it as I fight this challenge. Allen and Bill Gates, who are both college dropouts, had the idea for Microsoft in Albuquerque. They designed software for the yet-to-explode personal computer revolution. They met when they were teenage students at Lakeside School outside Seattle, and they were friends since that time, bonded over their love of computers. The two would go, they called it dumpster diving for computer program code.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what that means. They can't be finding that in dumpsters.
Did you ever see the movie The Pirates of Silicon Valley or something like that? It was about Jobs and Gates.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry.
I saw that years ago, though. I don't really remember.
It's been a long time
since. Ashton Kutcher, it seems like there's been a couple movies.
No, he was in... played Jobs in something.
Yeah.
But.
No, this was a lot... This is very old.
Mm-hmm. Alan
dropped out of... I want to say Noah Wiley played...
You know, that does sound familiar. I definitely saw it.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
So Paul Allen dropped out of Washington State and convinced Gates to drop out of Harvard. He's like, come on, you guys. Let's do this.
Yeah, Noah... Wiley and Anthony Michael Hall. That's
right. There it is. Allen is the one who came up with the name Microsoft. The company moved to Bellevue, Washington in 1979, and he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 83.
Oh, for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been fighting this for a long time.
Yeah. I guess he was done with it in 09, and then it came back. So he resigned shortly after that, but he was an active member of the board until about the year 2000. He bought the Seattle Seahawks in 96, 8 years after buying the Portland Trail Blazers, and he bought the Seattle Sounders with Drew Carey.
Mm.
That's his business partner. He was a huge music fan, especially of Jimi Hendrix, and founded that museum that's in Seattle. It's called the Experience Music Project, and he donated more than $2 billion to various charities. Never married, had no kids. Paul's family says, for all the demands on his schedule, there was always time for family and friends. At this time of loss and grief for us and so many others, we're profoundly grateful for the care and concern he demonstrated every day. It is unclear what's going to happen with Seahawks ownership. I guess that his sister is the one who's going to be taking over a lot of this stuff. So, and they go on, they talk quite a bit about him having purchased Seattle, calling him a visionary.
Well, they experienced a lot of success, the Seahawks did, with him as owner. They'd never been that good.
So now there's some debate as to what the future holds for Seahawks and Trailblazers. No spouse, no kids to leave anything to. His sister, Jody, is vice chair of First and Goal. But as of Monday, it was unclear whether or not she wants to take over ownership of both or one or
she doesn't.
Neither. They're saying, though, that she loves football.
Oh, she does?
Right.
We want Chris Kelly to buy the team.
They're
Can Chris
saying,
Kelly buy him?
I mean... I'm sure the NFL would approve him, but he
It's expensive. Do you know how much the team
couple
is worth?
Bill, they're saying $2.58 for the Seahawks. $2.58 billion, which he bought them for $194 million in '96.
Chris, cut the check, dude.
There's some anonymous source who's being quoted that there's a chance that Jody would sell the Trailblazers but keep the Seahawks because she's a huge fan. And, quote, nobody who knows her thinks she'd be interested in wanting to run an NBA franchise on a daily basis, but the Seahawks, she might. But what a profit. $194 million, which I'm sure seemed like all the money in the world in 1996.
Yeah.
Now worth close to $3 billion.
Nice.
Yeah, everybody's talking about what's going to happen with them.
All our investments. Snap! Did you hear that?
Oh, should we look?
Oh, don't look. It's look. Worse than ever.
Oh, it is?
Oh, God.
You look every
day,
huh?
Is it under six? Because that's when we're going to buy it.
You're not buying it.
Buy
you know
some.
What's funny? I heard a story that the kid was talking about taking it. How do you reverse it? They go
take it
back
private.
Buy it back, yeah.
And they got to buy everybody's stock back?
Yeah, but he better not tweet about it. Or he'll get sued.
So maybe that'll get my money back.
They're going to buy it back for cheap.
On October 11th, Sarah, it was worth...
buy it back at the price you paid for it?
No, they buy it back for what it's worth right now.
Well, I don't agree. I do not agree.
Well, they're going to take it anyway.
No.
Here's your money.
The answer is no.
You have to sell it to him, though, right?
No, I have no idea how that works.
I'm not doing it.
Listen, on October 11th, Snap was worth $6.49.
And
this moment, right now, it's worth $7.15.
Oh, it's up.
Well, it's 75 cents.
It's Jeez. Up.
The
it's
stock
great.
Market, that's change of a sneeze.
It's three quarters.
Be back to $5 in no time.
Right, well, if it ever goes to five up. Anything, I'm going to buy it.
When I think up, I'm like $100 up, 200, 75 cents.
No kidding.
Cents.
How did that happen? My goodness.
It's up.
No, don't
it's not
say
down.
That.
Hey, listen,
that's
give
misleading.
The guy some bad news. What's the matter with you?
It's not my fault. I'm not the one who owns the Snap.
Why can't I be a stock market pirate too? Everybody goes on there and just makes a ton of money and then just checks out all rich and gets a boat.
What do you
I get?
You
nothing.
Have Amazon stock,
do you want a boat?
I just get embarrassed.
What do you have, Amazon?
Repeatedly.
I have a lot of stock.
Is Amazon one of the ones you have?
Yes, it is.
You have a lot of stock?
You want to know what Amazon's at?
Yes, I do.
Or do you already know?
I don't.
$1,781.
Oh, it's actually down like $200.
But still, that's up. You want to know up? That's up. 75 cents up? That's not up.
It's still up.
I don't know.
It's up. It's better than it was yesterday.
They better give me all my money back.
You're not getting your money back. Give me my money back, you bitch. Thank you, Ben Folds 5. Mm-hmm. A-Rod and J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
This is really not a story about them, but it was their car.
Not this engaged yet, right? They're just still seeing one another?
I thought they were engaged. I don't know. They seem to be very happy together.
They do.
They seem really... just blissful. So they have a driver, and they hopped into the car, and we're like, get out of here, go.
Hit it.
And I guess that the flashes, the paparazzi were just all around them, and the flashes were going off, and the driver's like, I hit you because I couldn't see. So if you guys would just not stand in front of my car and also not blind me with your flashes, look at this picture. This dude got run over. So, of course, he's
oh,
so...
Oh, his leg is
oh, it's,
broken.
It's under the wheel. It's a horror... So, the other paparazzi caught the pictures of this.
his leg is broken.
It's so... It's and his camera's probably broken, too. I mean, it's up in the air. That dude is getting hit. It's awful. So...
Did TMZ interview the paparazzi that got hit
probably,
at the
probably
hospital?
Probably their guy. I don't know.
Remember they did that when Justin Bieber ran over the guy?
Law enforcement says the photographer has filed a report with the Los Angeles... SD? I don't know what that is.
Sheriff's Department?
Yeah, must be.
Mm-hmm.
He took himself to the hospital after the incident, and they're now going to try to determine who is at fault. The driver's saying, I couldn't see a thing. They were flashing.
Sure.
I was just trying to get out of there.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Nobody wants to run anybody over. I'm sure he didn't do it on purpose. And the dude was, I'm sure, standing right in front of his car. So
mm-hmm.
There you go. The Hip Hop Awards are tonight. The 2018 Hip Hop Awards. Lots of performances. So if that's your thing, all I got to say is I've heard all those hip hop songs. They all sound like the same song, and that is one award show I will not be watching.
You know what? You do the charts here, and I even hear a lot of the names on the charts. And when I saw the ad for this hip hop awards, I didn't recognize any of the names. Mm. I don't know the I didn't know who the host was.
DeRay Davis.
I don't know that guy.
I don't know him.
Do
either.
You?
Nope. Well, I'm sure he's got songs that sound all like right. all the same people.
How do you
people.
Spell DeRay?
D-E capital R-A-Y.
So I watched the whole commercial and went, I got nothing. All right.
Performers include T.I., Cardi B, Gucci Mane, and A$AP Rocky. We've heard of all of them.
Sure.
But yeah.
That's not what I saw, though.
Also, tonight is the series premiere, or, I mean, is this just a new season? It's The Conners. It's back
oh, right.
on TV.
I
did you
seen ads
see
for this.
What that ABC executive had said?
No, what?
There was an ABC exec that said, we should not have fired Roseanne. We did a knee-jerk reaction to like the fury that was out there. And if we'd have just waited, we could have found a way to fix that problem.
You know, I mean,
it's not going to make it without her.
Well, we'll see, right? I mean, who knows? I kind of agree with you. She was the star of that show. But the rest of the staff was all pretty pissed at her. So who knows?
No, I understand that. And there's no doubt that a lot went down in a short period of time and major changes. And I'm not excusing her away. I'm saying this executive said the president knee-jerked and got rid of her immediately. And there would have been, there was a better way to handle that. Mm. We blew it.
Well, it remains to be seen if this will be a hit without her. My thought is that people will tune in to see how they explain her away and a curiosity factor, but the show's going to have to be really, it'll have to be a great show to keep its audience, and who knows if it will be or not.
Mm-hmm.
So The Conners debuts tonight, or you can watch the 2018 Hip Hop Awards. It's up to you. Or you could just not watch TV. It's fine with that, too. Margot Robbie is in full Sharon Tate mode. She is filming Quentin Tarantino's new Manson flick. It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Boy, there's a guy who I've never not liked one of his movies. Quentin's like a god. So they were, let's see, she was on set Monday. She's just rocking that kind of 60s look. She's got like a black turtleneck on, kind of go-go boots and a little white skirt.
That look on her would kill me.
Oh, it's so I'm going to hand you the
I'm
pictures
sure she's
in a second.
Just stunning.
She is.
So
is
included.
She, you've seen it?
Yeah. Oh my God. It looks it's
I love
great.
That look to begin with, but mm-hmm. she's such a beauty.
I agree. She's so pretty. So she is playing Sharon Tate, who was murdered by the Manson family. She was 8.5 months pregnant mm-hmm. when they murdered her. 1969, and she's married to Roman Polanski too,
mm-hmm.
who went on to just be an awful human. So here is, and I guess that Sharon Tate's sister here. There's a Margot, and then there's Sharon Tate on the page behind it. Sharon Tate's sister was saying she looks like her and she acts like her. She's doing a great
Got her
job.
Down, huh?
Yeah. So I don't know how big Sharon Tate's. I guess this is about these people. And Brad Pitt's one of them. I can't remember who the other guy is.
They're stuntmen, right?
Oh, DiCaprio.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Who says.
So it's DiCaprio and... Oh, and here's actually a picture of Brad Pitt and DiCaprio in the
I
car.
Love this look. Everything about it. The boots, the skirt.
Right.
The glasses.
She
the
looks great.
Hair parted down the middle mm-hmm. and like almost ironed.
Yeah. So they are like two dudes who work in Hollywood who live next door to the Tates as this... So it's sort of the whole thing, I guess, maybe from their perspective.
That's my grandpa's Cadillac.
That's so funny. I wonder if it's the same color. It's black and white
that's,
in this picture.
That's my grandpa's cat. He used to have Cadillacs, and that was his thing. Old Italian dude in New York City. I remember driving around New York in his Cadillac.
It's so funny. Well, anyway, it looks like it's going to be another great Quentin Tarantino movie, and I don't know when it's coming out, but pretty soon. Hey, Yuzi, this is for you.
Hmm.
Golden Girls, I know you love them.
Yeah.
Do you know those dolls that you probably know these better than any of us? It's a little tiny body with a big head on top of it. And they do pop culture figures.
They do rock stars a lot.
So they're called Funkos, I guess.
They do Kiss has them.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've seen a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they even did like the Spice Girls might have been the first ones I ever saw of those. Funko is the company that makes those. They're anime-style sort of pop culture dolls. They have these big heads on them.
Right.
So they are doing a Golden Girls cereal. And I guess that they take this same cereal, which people are describing.
You mean like the food?
Yep, cereal.
Okay.
C-E-R-E-A-L.
Right, all right.
So they take this box of the same cereal, and then they put different pictures on the cover, on the front of the box.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the cereal is, they describe it as Apple Jacks, but painted blue.
And it's the blue same. Bear.
What's that? Oh, I don't know, actually. But I think they put the same cereal into all, because they've done this for a few different franchises. But the Golden Girls, so it's basically the box of cereal, uh-huh. and it's got them as Junko or Funko dolls on the front. And then inside is a little toy, which I'm going to assume is
one of those,
a Funko doll. So it's a Target exclusive, and it's only at certain Targets. But it's a, they're saying it's a collector's item. Uh-huh. Of course, they're saying that because they want you to collect it.
Right.
But I know you're. Who wants that?
Well, Yuzi can't have it because she couldn't have it in her house. It's not like you could keep that somewhere.
And, I know.
But they've done other ones. They did Lord of the Rings, Mega Man, Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th, and Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street. So they do these cereals mm-hmm. from time to time.
Who, man?
Yeah.
Have you put together the review of Halloween?
Oh. All right, hold on. Let me
interrupt it. What is the matter with you?
He's on the ground.
Your back right, so hurts.
Here's the deal.
Are you wearing knee pads?
I am wearing knee pads. Kneeling, standing, not sitting.
All right.
Back to Halloween. So I called the movie studio yesterday, and the screening for Halloween is tonight, but the problem is that Rudy and I have to see another movie tonight. They're screening both movies at the same damn time.
At the same damn time. Where's the ring when you need them?
Sorry, Halloween.
What movie are you seeing instead?
Jonah Hill's new movie, mid-90s.
Oh,
it's called mid-90s?
I think so,
There's a bunch of skateboarding in that.
Yeah.
And I think that Hooman's going to interview Jonah Hill afterward, so we'll get to have a recorded.
What's his connection to skateboarding? There must be something.
Well, he's directing the movie. Is he also in the movie?
I believe. I don't know the answer.
Maybe it's something. Well, you'll find out.
Yes, right. You're going to see it tonight.
Yeah,
but I don't think we'll be talking to Jonah till a couple weeks.
Yeah,
week or two.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a chart showing the current standings for the fan vote, which is their way of making you think that you have a say in it. it's basically a meaningless poll. It's been 1 week since they announced the nominees, and Def Leppard already has more than 162,000 fan votes. So it looks like they may get in. And I think this was the first... Was this the first year they were eligible? I'm not sure. Stevie Nicks is a very close second, 155,000 votes. The Cure is next with 96,000.
The Cure absolutely needs to be in there.
Followed by Todd Rundgren with 83,000. The Zombies with 75,000. Janet Jackson has 66,000. MC5's in last place. They have about 25,000.
That's because they only really had the one. I mean, they have other albums. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but the one album is the one.
Kraftwerk and Rufus featuring Chaka Khan are also struggling, about 29,000 votes each. So there's a long way to go, though. Fans can vote through December 9th, and the top five artists will make up a special fan ballot that's tallied along with hundreds of other ballots submitted by industry people.
MC5's main song was called Kick Out the Jams, and it was a hit. But that's... The Cure, though, they've got, what?
A zillion hits. I mean, The Cure is great.
10 epic albums, if not more like 15.
I don't know. Ask Jane. Jane will know. Jane will have all the stats.
Jane's on a boat right now.
On a Disney boat. Mm-hmm. Best kind of boat.
By the way, Jonah Hill's not in the film. He just wrote and directed it. The movie studio just texted me.
He must have loved skateboarding, though, to have taken on a film like this.
Yes.
Tom DeLonge of Blink-182. I love this guy.
Formerly.
Yes. He left to form a search for alien life thing.
And he did Angels and Airwaves, but that's his thing. You're right.
He founded an organization called To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences. Yesterday, there's a tech site that dug up a financial report that was filed with the SEC in which Tom's organization was about $37 million in debt. And might not be able to continue.
Well, right.
According to the report, the To the Stars Academy had about $129,000 in cash. Tom says, that's not right. That is not true. You guys.
Oh, my God.
It's a blatant lie. We never even raised $37 million, so how in the hell did we spend it? Lord, they're trying to hurt an admirable effort to help humanity by using negative attacks on lies. He said the $37 million stockholders' deficit is not debt. It is not related to the operational results of the company.
Okay.
Got really upset about it.
Well, those numbers are frightening.
Mm-hmm. $37 million is not a sneeze. Happy birthday to John Mayer. He's 41. Happy birthday to Flea. He's 56.
Yeah.
Did you know that he did the bass line for Bust a Move?
Mm-mm.
Well, he did. And he's in the video, and he wore a pair of pants made out of sewn together stuffed animals.
Oh, I've seen those pants before.
I felt like, oh, I think I've seen, so I guess maybe I have seen this video. Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead is 71. And just to make you feel really old, Suzanne Summers from Three's Company, Chrissy.
Yeah.
How old do you think she is today?
Oh, I think I
47.
Saw her. 72.
72 is correct. Yikes.
I was close.
Oh, yeah, you were close. 31 years ago today in 1987, baby Jessica got pulled out of the well.
Oh, I remember
how
that.
How many years ago? 37?
31 years ago.
Was that in Arizona?
It was in Midland, Texas.
Oh, Texas.
When she turned 25, she got her hands on the $800,000 trust fund that had been set up for her.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, I know.
Is it gone?
I have no idea. She says she has absolutely no memory.
Well,
of,
how would
of
you?
The incident.
Right.
She was only 18 months old.
Right.
She was down there for 58 hours. Remember that? The whole country was.
I remember
everything
it.
Stopped. Yeah.
It.
Yeah. And 26, just quickly, 26 years ago today, in 1992, J.K. Rowling got married. She married a lucky guy named George Arantes.
How's that going?
They broke up about a year later.
Oh, what did
she
he
was.
Get?
Nothing.
He didn't get paid?
She didn't even have the first book out yet.
Yeah.
She was 2 years.
Struggling. Was she on the welfare system?
Yeah. She was 2 years into writing the first Harry Potter. She had 4 years left to go. He stayed married to her for a year. She finished the book 4 years after they, 3 years after they divorced, basically. That's when he should have stuck out. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Do you think that she should give him a gift?
No.
For the time spent?
Are you kidding me?
All the alienation of affection due to writing?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. All right.
Too bad they didn't have a kid together. He would have been all set.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know.
I'll tell you what the top basic human rights are for 2018 and more after these.
You gotta kiss the girl. You showing your daughter this one yet?
What's that?
Has she seen Little Mermaid yet?
Oh, of course. Yeah, so Ariel's on the high on the list of favorite princesses. Absolutely.
She's a good one. Crazy redhead with shells for a bra.
I like her. My favorite, though, is Princess and the Frog.
Oh, I know. That one is so good. What's that princess's name?
I don't know, but I don't like the voodoo stuff.
Tiana?
Oh, that sounds right.
You don't like the voodoo stuff? That's why I like it.
Oh, that's why you like it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not the only reason, but I really like it.
Yeah, the songs
are great. He's a great villain.
He is a good villain, but I don't know. Seems a little...
Seems a little what?
A little dark, bro.
Right. Yes, exactly. You think that's darker than the evil lady in this movie?
Stealing
her
voice and everything?
No, that woman's pretty dark, too. But
that's super dark.
There's no voodoo. Yeah, when she turns everybody into those little turds. Yeah.
That's pretty super bad. Dark.
They're shriveled souls. She takes their soul.
But they seem...
And the ocean turns dark, which she... Like, she's pretty evil, dude.
Yeah.
There's bad Disney magic in all of them.
Right.
That's what makes them good.
Right. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years in the October sales event on now.
All
That's
right.
Carlson Subaru.
Dot. And,
no. Carlson Subaru.
Dot.
Com. Here's what's happening. So the 49ers lost last night, but they had a great outing. They looked really good, and, you know, I mean...
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Rodgers gets the ball with 3 minutes to go, and he only needs one score. That's... It's unlikely for us, and that's the way that went.
Yeah,
and it looks like the Warriors begin their season tonight as well.
Yeah, a lot of excitement about that.
Well, you know, Warriors have a really good team.
This is the last season at Oracle, right?
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, isn't that the new place has got to be almost done?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't been over there. I can't say I've seen with my own two eyes, but. Yeah.
Just a few months, I walked by and it was pretty much a shell. But Yuzi and Hooman were talking about going over for a tour pretty soon.
Yeah,
cool.
So it's gotta be getting there. Yeah.
I have a text I'm going to begin with here. 925 says, so glad to have you guys to listen to during a rough breakup. Thank you for doing what you do. Any breakup tips?
This best way to get over someone?
Oh, no.
To get under somebody
else? I say
else?
Travel. Go somewhere. Oh, right, be adventurous.
Keep busy.
Don't sit at home.
Maybe do not, take some classes.
Don't binge watch anything. Just go out. Meet people.
Bless you.
Make some new friends.
Get your girlfriends together. Or if that's a boy, get your man friends together.
Change your number.
Yeah. Do something you've always wanted to do.
Is that right?
Yeah, change your number. Then you will not stare at your phone or think that it's that person every time it rings.
Yeah, change your number's a pain in the ass.
No, change your number. Call them. They'll do it in 2 seconds. They're happy
the
to do
email,
it.
Email, the Facebook.
Yeah, don't change
whatever.
Your
Instagram. Who cares?
Block
it doesn't
them.
Matter. Get
just
rid
block
of the
them.
Temptation that yeah. person is, it's not them. And every time your dumb heart breaks.
A little bit more.
I thought they'd be calling me by now. Change your number.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but one time I was at a salad place eating, and this one girl who I know said, hey, listen, because she randomly ran into me. She goes, you're friends with my ex-husband's wife on Facebook, and they've blocked me, and I can't see any of their pictures.
Oh, I know this story.
So can I look on your Facebook right now?
Oh, did you let her?
I said, yeah, absolutely.
You did not.
And she starts scrolling through, and she's sitting next to me, and she goes, we bought that dining room table together. That's, what's the thing behind the head? That's our headboard from our bed. Mm-hmm. Like, she was pointing out all the furniture. And after about 24 pictures, she just handed me my phone. She goes, I can't look anymore. And she stormed out.
Yeah, you should have done her a favor and said, no, I'm going to help you. You're not going to look at my phone. You're not going
to
look at that.
I think that would have been mean.
You need to see all your old things.
That's not mean. That's doing her a favor.
Yeah, but
she went home and she went, ah, I feel so dumb.
Well, that's the thing. I think either way, she learned her lesson. Her curiosity was quenched.
I agree. She was like, I won't be asking for that again.
Racism. You hear it's out there. And here is another example of it. The headline reads, white woman who blocked a black neighbor from entering an apartment building.
Oh. It was her neighbor, and she blocked him because she was like, you can't come in here.
A white woman who refused to allow a black neighbor into their downtown St. Louis apartment building because he wouldn't show her proof that he lived there has been fired by her employer, as the video that he took of her blocking him from the building went viral and has been seen by 6 million people.
So this guy, she's saying, no, you can't come into your apartment building.
Right. And he's like, get out of my way. I live here.
Yeah.
And she says, show me ID. And he says, no, I live here.
Yeah.
And then he pulls out the camera. You're blocking me. The woman says, into my building. It's my building as well. I need you to get out of my way. What unit? I don't need to tell you that information. I'm uncomfortable, she says. You can be uncomfortable. That's your discretion. You're uncomfortable because of you. I need you to move out of my way, please. This is all on video. She follows him to his door and then goes and calls the cops. So the cops go to his house.
But
he posts the video. And now she's been fired from her job because this has clearly been an example of racism.
She follows him to his apartment where he uses his key to go in the house. Like, right. And then she calls
he
the
lives
cops.
There.
Yeah, I live here, lady.
Well, what did she say?
Yeah, you just followed me all the way to my door. As you see, my key's in the door. I want to know what your name is. Have a good night, ma'am. Don't ever do that again. You look pretty stupid on video.
No.
And my name is Mr. Tolls, he says to her. So it's a clear example of racism, and the company has now seen her show of it and has fired
her. Candor. Good.
Yeah. Ugly.
Yeah.
That video's everywhere if you feel like throwing up.
No, thanks. Thanks for telling me, though. Yikes. I'll say one thing. I lived in St. Louis for a while. And
you loved it?
No.
No. Oh.
It was, the racism is real. And I lived in Boston.
Hey!
What?
The other night I was watching the Pats game against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they called it on the broadcast. I've heard it called Beantown before, but it was the first time I'd heard it, you know, on a national broadcast. And I thought, I wonder if that's like calling it, like when people say Frisco here, everyone goes, No. What's wrong with you?
San Fran.
Oh,
people
my
call
God.
It being town.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
I guess so.
Locals do?
No, I mean, maybe, I guess. I don't, I mean, I've definitely heard that.
Have you called it Beantown?
No.
Right. Okay. Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of that game.
Yeah.
I was watching the video this morning of the guy, the
Oh, that gets beer
spectator.
Thrown on him?
Yeah, and the football player. I couldn't exactly tell what was happening there. Did
a player drop, or I'm sorry, a fan dropped beer on a player of the Kansas City Chiefs team
just
who scored.
Like he had a cup and splashed it at him.
And then that guy has now been removed from the stadium.
And banned, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
No.
Loser. God.
I'm surprised that guy didn't climb over and...
Well,
you know, he kept it together.
And talk to him. Give him a good talking to.
He has a lot to lose. So
yes,
while he, you know, many of us would say, good, give that guy a beating. He's the one that would end up in court getting sued
right. And
having to hand his own, you know,
money
puts
over
his paycheck,
puts his body on the line to play that game for that money.
Right.
And now he's got to pay
just
some
a game,
guy.
Guys. Yeah, that's lame.
A guy posted a picture on Reddit yesterday of two small mysterious tools he found in his dad's toolbox. They looked like screws inside clear little tubes. And the guy asked if anyone knew what these were. What are these things?
Screws and tubes.
These screws inside little clear tubes. Anybody know what these are? I found them in my dad's toolbox. And people knew.
Oh, well, what were they?
They're nipple toys that people use in BDSM sex play.
Oh.
So he was...
horrified.
Right, to find out that his dad keeps...
Two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And...
the specific... toys are nipple suckers, they say. And according to the Amazon listing, they provide, quote, well, they
tension on the nipple.
Yes, right.
So what do you put, like a plastic sort of cup over the nipple and then back the screw out and it sucks the air with it? Or like, so it creates like a suction thing?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But apparently...
I'm just trying to picture how that would work.
They're, quote, discreet. So I guess you
could wear them.
Might stumble onto your parents' set wherever they keep them.
Now we all know. Yikes!
That's you ever use anything like that?
No.
You?
I don't like pain.
No. And I was just trying to look up what they look like.
Oh, did you find them?
No, I found some other.
I haven't
stuff.
Used them either.
We just assumed that, but thank you for clarifying. Are you sure about that?
You haven't used him then?
No. Not me. I was on the floor again. Yeah, and I haven't
like,
used
I never
him
know
either.
Where he is.
I know. He's up, he's down.
Yeah.
How is that back doing?
Yesterday was good. I was, you know, strong enough to do a yoga class, and I just woke up this morning. I was like, but I didn't sleep well last night either.
No.
So I don't know.
You ever use just plain old ibuprofen and ice?
Like I do, yeah.
Just,
absolutely.
You know, a couple
100%.
Advil and some ice.
Yeah, of course.
And that hasn't fixed yet?
No, no.
Has that back brace helped at all? Are you wearing it?
It broke. I got to get a new one.
Wow.
You broke it?
Well, it's just it was an older one I just found in the back of my closet when I was just kind of cleaning out the other day. And then...
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
You I busted just, through it, huh?
Yeah. I busted the windows out that brace.
Gotta size up,
yeah,
I guess.
I
got a bigger size.
Well, you want it to be snug.
It's happening to all of us, buddy. Don't feel bad.
Oh, yeah. No joke.
God. You see that picture of you from 1985 or whatever it was. Oh,
yeah.
God.
You're
like this tiny little thing. No boobs even.
No.
Crazy. And the highest waisted pants I've ever seen.
That was the thing.
Sure.
A new survey asked 2,000 people what our top basic human rights should be in 2018.
Okay. What do people say?
Number one is access to water.
That's the big one. Yep.
Right. Number two is the right to a fair trial.
Okay.
These are basic human rights. Freedom of speech, number three.
Oh, what was number two?
Trial.
Right to a fair trial. Number four, free health care.
Mm.
Ooh, that's controversial.
Well, the insurance companies don't like it. I'll
right.
That right now.
Number five, access to shelter.
Hmm.
These are basic human rights.
For now or for back when? Or?
Forever.
For 2018, these are the basic human rights.
The things that we think we should have.
Right,
in 2018.
Trial was two, right?
Yep. The right to a fair trial, freedom of speech, free health care, access to shelter, being allowed to marry whoever you want.
Oh, well, that's a surprising one. That's a good one.
Number seven, the right to be loved.
Oh, well, what if you're not lovable?
Yeah. What is that?
What if you're a douche?
That's a human right?
That doesn't feel like it should be a human right.
Yeah.
I think that you have to earn the right to be loved.
Number eight, a guaranteed pension.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, you know, if you work your whole life, it would be nice to be able to retire.
Well, you have Social Security. Is that what they're talking about?
Is this just America?
F, yeah.
Yeah. Always getting a seat on a train, bus, or the subway. Oh. Guaranteed human right?
Yeah, these seem a little bit more trivial.
You hear the ferries?
Number
the ferries
10 is...
Yeah, the ferries are... Did you hear that?
What?
They're turning people away from the ferries. Like, they can't fit any more people.
And
sorry.
There's no more parking. It's all bad.
It's all...
Well...
Golden Gate Ferry, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Is it?
Well, isn't it?
Well, they should get some more ferries.
Yeah, they got to get more ferries. Then it would be great.
And bigger parking
lots. Well, I don't know. I mean, do we always have to... Is it more as...
More
we need
is
more
better.
And more
sure.
and more
well,
and more
means
and more. When do you just say,
better.
You know what? We're at maximum occupancy.
Well,
you know?
When you expect to get on that boat for work and then they say the next boat doesn't leave for an hour, you're going to have to
drive
either
your
figure
car.
Out another way.
No, if we want to put less cars on the on the freeways, then that's what we need to do. But the problem is that there's just so many people. So maybe we should build houses elsewhere or something. I don't know. I feel like even in my town, they just like will give a permit to anybody to build a zillion units. I'm like, it's already pretty damn crowded here.
Well, I have the same feeling about where I live, which is like, we need another exit for people to get out of town if you're going to build more homes.
Right.
I don't understand. And frankly,
can't have both.
I'll tell you what I was thinking the other day. You know how Gavin's running for governor of the whole state?
Yep.
I'd love to know how they keep getting permits to keep building out into the desert down in Southern California when we're a state that is already maxed out water-wise.
Yeah.
Like, how do you keep allowing them to build? When will you say, you know what? Water's too tight.
Yeah.
We can't build
anymore.
We can't
do it.
In an effort to, you know, make sure we have enough for the people who live here. How are you going to answer that, Gavin?
I don't know.
Gavin. Well,
population is the thing, you know?
They what? Want, no, I well, don't they, know. I don't know.
They want those people's tax dollars. They want tax dollars on all the houses. They
but
want
we'll
the
build
people
later
who
for
pay
what
those
we really need.
They need to have the water in order to, you know.
Well, we need to start catching rain. I mean,
access to water, top of the list,
top of the
number
list.
One.
Well, that
the number
is
number one thing.
It's pretty much the big one. If you don't have water, you're effed.
Right. Well, your poop will just pile up in the toilet.
Yeah.
Well.
Or you got to dig a hole for it. That's no fun.
Oh, boy. Our text number. I didn't realize I'd.
Why don't we break and we can do the text after this?
Sounds good.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.